at Gloucester High School now with the Director of Athletics, Julie Smith. And Julie, it's been a while since we've been here, and winter has come and gone, and we're into spring, such as it is. But maybe a quick wrap on spring sports. I know that hockey got into the tournament. No, they didn't. Hockey didn't make it. We didn't have anybody get in the tournament, did we?
Yeah, it was a slow tournament. See, we had some near misses. Mm-hmm. You know, basketball was a really thrilling end of the season with Coach Chris mm-hmm. Silvera, the boys' basketball team. You know, every game, every one of their last four or five games was playoff atmosphere because they had to win to make it. Mm-hmm. They made it all the way to the last game and within, you know, just a couple of points of missing the tournament. So, yeah, that girls' basketball had a really much improved season. I have a really good, great group of a transfer from Rockport, Whitney Schrock, was one of the leaders there, along with Claire Knowlton and the two captains, Megan Manning and Jenna Muniz. So bright future there for girls basketball as well.
Mm-hmm. You know, without getting into detail and naming names and so on, discipline in high school, you know, the thing with kids in sports, it's what do you do? I mean, I know the coaches stress it, but you see it around the league. Schools have problems all the time, different seasons, you know, with different kids. And it's so, to me, disappointing when a kid, obviously you've got rules, but when they let down their teammates, and that's something that I think, it's pervasive in high school. It's not all that negative, but when it happens, it's just like, damn it, there's got to be a better way.
Yeah, it's too bad when you see stuff like that. And you know, high school, as you know, we've both been through high school a couple of years ago, and it's a time.
Yeah, a couple years ago, huh?
It's a time to test limits, but you know, it's disappointing to see kids missing games due to extracurricular behavior. But you know, we're really working hard to get kids focused on, you know, their academics first and foremost, and to use athletics as a motivator for, you know, for some kids, it is what keeps them really pushing hard in the classroom. And we're trying to, you know, see that benefit out of athletics, helping with the discipline and the focus.
Yeah, and your captains, you pick captains, I'm sure, with some great discretion.
Yeah, you know, that's something I'm going to be looking more as I get my feet under me here
this first season.
Yeah, you know, we had an expert, if you will, from the National Federation of High Schools come a couple months ago now. His name's Elliot Hopkins, and he's a leading expert in the country on hazing prevention and, you know, and basically general good citizenship. And so he not only did a large presentation in the auditorium one night, but he met with six groups of captains here at the high school, and then he took time the next day to meet with the O'Malley captains.
Oh, cool.
A group there. Excellent. So we're reaching down, you know, to O'Malley as well. So, you know, yeah, that's something I want to do more of, is meet with smaller groups. I think you can kind of have more of a dialogue in a smaller group as opposed to a large audience.
You know, it's funny, in winter sports really don't get postponed that much. We don't get knocked around too bad, but the spring schedule is something else.
Yeah, it sure is. I mean, winter, if you can't make it there driving, you can't play. But, yeah, I think it was eight games or matches or meets that were up just today that we've rescheduled. It was the phones were hopping today. But, you know, we always try to reschedule them as quickly as we can after, so we don't lose track. And I'm really making an effort to reschedule the junior varsity games as well. Sometimes yesterday, for example, Revere hosted our varsity only, and the JV game was canceled. Well, we're just postponing that, and we're going to try to make that up at a later time.
That's important. That's good.
Okay, and what about spring sports? How's the turnout participation and so on for Gloucester High School?
That's good. I mean, we have to start with the undefeated softball team. Right now, you know, they've got two teams worth, JV and a varsity team. We've got a bunch of eighth graders. We've got the waiver, middle-level waiver. They've got kids participating. You know, great turnout with girls lacrosse, two enormous teams there. Another good turnout for track and field. We did have to go down to just one team in boys lacrosse. I think in the past they've had a JV and a varsity. Mm-hmm. And, you know, with a little more notice, that's on me, really, with just the busyness of this year. I'm not sure I got the word out to Rockport about our co-op with the boys lacrosse. So we'll be eager to get more Rockport kids to help us field two teams in boys lacrosse. In baseball, we were in a tweener number. The coach decided at the 11th hour, after getting a middle-level waiver, that they just didn't quite have enough for three teams. So we just have JV and varsity on baseball, which I think is new for Gloucester. Mm-hmm. In the past, we've fielded the freshman team as well.
And baseball is doing very well. They're off to a good start.
Yes, baseball, softball, both off to a great start. Girls lacrosse, much improved, have had some really great wins.
And some near misses.
Yeah, we've got a great transfer in from St. John's Prep on our boys lacrosse team named Brendan O'Brien, who's been shouldering a lot of the load there along with, Kyle Acapel and also Ryan Argentino, leaders on that team, and then one of their captains, Owen Brown, the goaltender.
Any new coaches? I know you mentioned in our pregame warm-up one in the fall and a new in the spring, and then maybe what's in the fall?
Yeah, we just hired a new soccer coach. Our previous coach, Allie Walsh-Smith, is taking a maternity soccer leave. I don't think from her teaching job here. I think she'll still be doing that, but she decided to pay attention to her new her new child this fall and take a break from soccer. So we have Jessica Boardway, who's a teacher here in the special education program. She's from Granby, Mass. She's been a varsity soccer coach at the high school level. She's also coached basketball. She's been an athletic director out in Granby.
Oh, wow.
And, she's been a town council member out in Granby. So she's pretty new to Gloucester, only 1 year in, but is a teacher here at the school. And we always love to have teacher coaches, as we've talked about in the past.
Coach, you've been on a treadmill. I'm guessing that's probably someone calling about scheduling. You've been on a treadmill since last July or June 1 and so on. So the cycle is almost completed now. And give me a little idea as to what you're feeling, how it's gone, because this is this is like going out and seeing the waves come at you.
Yeah, you know that I was just talking to someone yesterday. The things that are good about this job are better than any job I've ever had.
Oh,
it's
good.
Just there is definitely an overwhelming nature. I would just say the volume of emails that come in. I mean, I'm a person who's used to responding to everybody, and it's been weird either having to really curtail my response or to just not even get to stuff. So I that nags at me, but. You know, I love it that my office is right here in the high school. I have more difficult because I do represent O'Malley and really the whole district. So, I try to get out to O'Malley as much as I can, and I can do that by getting to practices and games. But just the interaction I have with the athletes here and then the coaches, you know, it's really fun. I mean, nobody's in it here, as you probably know, for the money.
Yeah.
We're in it because we love Gloucester. We feel strongly about influencing kids positively. You know, kids, we have a bunch of kids that are going off to Christian Sanfilippo's headed for Bates. I'm looking at a picture of Sierra Rudolph, our school high jump record at 5'6".
Great job.
Who's going off to UMass Lowell. Kyle Manley off to the University of Hartford. You know, we got kids going every which way. From cheerleading, Brancaleone. She's headed off to Regis College next year. Cheerleading team. We can't forget to mention them. They're national champions. And, you know, unfortunately, their sport is a little misunderstood. People don't understand, first of all, that they're athletes. Mm-hmm. They haven't seen the stunts they perform. They haven't seen necessarily the hours that they put in. But our cheerleading team not only slayed the competition in the conference, went and placed it number 2 in the state, number 2 in New England's, and then won the national championship. So the people say, well, who did they play against? Well, you know what? In their sport, this is the hand they were dealt, and they went and they won the national championship. Pretty impressive.
Well, you answered the question I was going to ask lastly, and that was about working with the student athletes. And you must have some really good experiences with kids who've come in here and either ask for advice or you've advised whether they asked or not. But again, seeing especially the seniors go off at the end of the year.
Yeah, you know, that's actually the thing I know the most well. I was a college coach in soccer and in ice hockey for over 20 years. And so I've seen it from that end. I'm a little rusty on like the supervision. Mr. Cook, the principal here, is always, reminding me of the supervision that's needed for these students because they're not adults yet. I'm used to working with young adults.
Sure.
And these are a little younger, not quite adults, but, it's been fun and I've had a lot of conversations and written a bunch of recommendations, trying to help the kids reach their goals, And I feel like every day it's another conversation about schools that kids are checking out and maybe opening doors that they didn't really realize were a possibility for them. So, that's a really fun part of the job.
Awesome. Okay, well, stretch run. Anything else you want to mention?
Just that we want to, keep it going. We love the support of the community. I feel like, our student-athletes support each other really well, and it's we're continuing to work with the youth programs and get our athletes mentoring. Right now we've got our track O'Malley Track is coming up and practicing with our high school team on Saturdays, and we're trying to just, you know, have as much exposure for youth who are interested in sports to these student athletes here at the high school level.
And allegedly a new roof coming for us, so you can have new indoor roof. Track next year.
Yeah, well, new roof next, you know, this summer. Unfortunately, no indoor track because we do need to replace
the
track.
Oh, yeah, well, there you go.
Yeah, right.
All right.
It'll be dry, but not quite ready for business
Always
next year.
Always something, Coach. Thanks, Julie.
Thank you.
That is Gloucester Athletic Director Julie Smith.